What's up? By the numbers. 3,500,000 copies of the Book of Mormon printed in 2006. A laurel in Parliament. Catherine Irving, age 16, is a member of the Dumfries Ward, Edinburgh, Scotland stake, and has always been involved, especially at school and in her local community. In the first election for all 14 to 25-year-olds, held along with the government elections, Catherine was elected to represent the Dumfries area. The Youth Parliament is run by youth, for youth. It doesn't have the governing powers that Parliament has, of course, but it does allow the youth of Scotland to have a voice. Catherine's duties include visiting schools, youth groups, and other places in the area to listen to youth talk about the things they feel are important. She has a fund available to help with different community youth projects. Catherine hopes to go to university next year when she finishes high school, and although she doesn't have any aspirations to become a politician, she is the sort of person to continue to be involved. The Church in Bolivia. Missionaries preaching in the Andes Mission arrived in Bolivia in November 1964 and baptized the first convert that December. The first Bolivian to serve a mission for the church was Desiderio Arce Cano in 1967. He left a singing career in Argentina to serve in his native land. He later became a stake president and a mission president. Membership in Bolivia has more than doubled in the past 10 years. Here are a few facts about the church today in Bolivia. Membership, 153,674. Missions, 3. Temples, 1. Congregations, 243. Family History Centers, 31. Information from Newsroom at www.lds.org. Talk tip. If you've been asked to give a talk in church, don't worry. Prepare. Remember, the Lord has promised, "If ye are prepared, ye shall not fear." Doctrine and Covenants, Section 38, Verse 30. As you prepare and organize your talk, think about including a personal experience of how the gospel topic works in your life and brings you closer to Christ. Our firm conviction of gospel truth is an anchor in our lives. It is steady and reliable as the North Star. Leaders for Righteousness. President Gordon B. Hinckley has said of you, "You are great young people. We have the finest and strongest generation of young people ever in the history of this church." Teachings of Gordon B. Hinckley, 1997, page 714. I believe you have been prepared and reserved to be on the earth at this time when the challenges and opportunities are the greatest. I believe that the Lord is counting on you to be a leader for righteousness and to stand as a witness at all times and in all things and in all places. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 9. Indeed, it can be said of you that you are the bright shining hope of the future. Gordon B. Hinckley, Standing Strong and Immovable, Worldwide Leadership Training Meeting, January 2004, page 20. Elaine S. Dalton, It Shows in Your Face, Ensign, May 2006, page 109. In a word, tithing. The word tithe means tenth, and the law of tithing is the voluntary contribution of one-tenth of your income to the Lord through His church. Tithing funds are used for the Lord's purposes to carry on the work of the church throughout the world. See True to the Faith, 2004, Tithing, page 178. My favorite scripture, Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verse 1, tells about all the things you have to do to be able to see the Savior. I want to work at these things in my life to achieve that goal. Ole Matias, I, age 16, Buskerud, Norway. End of the section. What's up?